Broward County Schools took in 128 hurricane refugees last week, mainly from Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Miami-Dade enrolled 31 from Puerto Rico. That's on top of the 16 kids from the Keys and 2 from Texas the district got after Irma and Harvey. School leaders are preparing for what could be a much bigger influx.
If there's one system in America that can actually respond quickly to these types of situations, is a system like Miami.
Alberto Carvalho is Miami-Dade superintendent.
We are ready to embrace them, to hug them, to love them, and to teach them.
They'll need hugs and more. The federal government has directed school districts to classify these students as homeless. That means they'll automatically qualify for free breakfast and lunch. The Orange County District is working with nonprofits to gather supplies for kids headed to Orlando, which already has a big Puerto Rican population. Scott Howitt is the district spokesman.
In some cases, you might have students that are coming here without school clothes or without school supplies.
The schools there have admitted about 40 kids impacted by recent natural disasters, including the earthquakes in Mexico. I'm Jessica Bakeman in Miami.